Mile on mile of rolling hills, fading away into the dim shadows of the coming night. Painted in varied hues by the whimsical brush of the setting sun, who has poured its golden rays of light and warmth upon the face of this grateful world, and is now blending rich colorings of purple, pink, and blue amidst the onrush of the gray evening clouds. Satisfied only for a moment with the results, she sweeps her impatient magic brush across the canvas, and lo, the masterpiece of night is born. Let us peer into the night and listen to the song and story of Pinto Pete and his ranch boys. Oh, boy. Well, boys, have you got some good old-timers for the folks this evening?
Yes, sir. We're going to shovel a little coal into this engine here, blow off steam as we clear the yards, and then tell you the story of Casey Jones.
Oh, all right, Jack. Give her the green eye and let her go.
Come on, you rounders, if you want to hear story I'm a-telling about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was a rounder's name. On a big eight-wheeler, boys, he won his fame.
Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones with his orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin, took a farewell trip into the promised land.
Took his water and his water was low. Looked at his watch was slow. Turned to the fireman's man, he said, we're going to reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead.
Casey Jones mounted to the cabin.
Casey Jones
with his orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin, took a farewell trip into the promised land.
Hollering at the Reno Hill, voted at the Sultan with an awful shrill. Switched my new by the engine's moan, that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones.
Casey Jones mounted to the cabin.
Casey Jones
with his orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin, took a farewell trip into the promised land.
Ah, that's a fine tune, boys, but it has a little sadness about it. Haven't you got something with a little more smile in it?
Well, I'll tell you now, if you can keep your mouth from a-watering, Jack here has a song about a gooseberry pie that's a whing-ding.
Well, Jack, you can cut me a slice of that gooseberry pie, and please don't make it too thin.
Well, Dad Byrne, if the thought of it don't just make my mouth water, but set her off, Jerry, and let her go. Now you can talk if you like about bacon and greens, speak of roast turkey and game. You can sing out the praises of Boston baked beans, and these may be all that you claim. Roast beef and plum pudding may answer for some, and oysters in stew or in fry. I relish them all, but my greatest delight is a big piece of gooseberry pie.
Oh, how I love gooseberry pie, says I. How I love gooseberry pie. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie.
'Twas my favorite luncheon while toddling around, a youngster of 3 years or more. And oft I would snuff up the fragrance that rose through the cracks in that old oven door. But now I've grown older, I love it still more, and I will till the day that I die. And the people who seek for my friendship must first fill me plumb full of gooseberry pie.
Oh, how I love gooseberry pie, says I. How I love gooseberry pie. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie.
As my teeth gently press through that luscious brown crust, the moisture it fully sets free. And it sends through my frame such a thrill of delight. Oh, it's luscious as luscious can be. There's a gal in this town got a fancy for me. I can tell by the look in her eye. But the gal that I marry must first understand how to make an old gooseberry pie.
Oh, how I love gooseberry pie, says I. How I love gooseberry pie. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie.
Oh, Jack, my mouth is sure.
Howdy.
Say, Jack, I hear you're somewhat of a poet. Why don't you recite something for
me? Boss, somebody's story told to you, because I can't say no ditty. but the boys will play about a gal, and her name is Kansas City Kitty.
I was just a-thinking about something.
No, what was that, Curly?
Well, I was just a-thinking how nice you treat us boys. Always giving us everything we want and taking care of us like we was really something.
Well, Curly, I sure appreciate you telling me.
No, that ain't all now, boys. There's something else I'd like to say, too.
Well, let's have it, Curly.
Well, aside from being about the best boss that an outfit ever had, I reckon you're about the best-looking feller I ever seen.
Oh, no. Well, that's awfully nice of you, Curly.
And you know, boss, aside from all that, I reckon that you have about the most beautiful voice that God ever gave a human. And I was just wondering if you'd sing a song first.
Why, sure I will, Curly.
Well, before you sing, though, I'd kind of like to make a request.
Well, name it, Curly. Come
boss,
on.
Boss, I was just wondering if you could, give me a raise.
Oh! Well, young fella, I'll raise your shirt tail if you pull any more like that on me. But those compliments, whether you meant them or not, made me feel like singing, so here goes.
Here goes.
On this evening's program.
Well, I'm sorry, Shug, but we haven't time for you to make a request number. But I'll have the boys sing a Home in Wyoming just for you.
Doggone. Thanks, but boss, you sure saved me a lot of talking. That's just what I wanted.
There's a home in Wyoming, far across the great divide. Skies are brighter, hearts are lighter, and the door is open wide. There's a girl in Wyoming, neath the prairie stars that shine. Let me wander way out yonder to that old sweetheart of mine.
The purple sage once more will ride, ride, ride down the the sunset trail together, side by side, all alone in the gloaming. We will plan a nest for two, just a home in, oh, my home in the land where dreams come true. Purple sage once more will ride, ride, ride down the sunset trail together, side by side, all alone in the gloaming. We will plan a nest for two, just a home in, all my home in the land where dreams come.
Reluctantly, we turn our pony's head back over the trail into the darkness of the night, with the comfort and pleasure locked in our hearts of a pleasant evening spent in the fellowship of Pinto Pete and his ranch boy.